And as we were also discussing with Michelle, there are reports this morning that Australia is soon to strike a $1 billion deal on live cattle exports to China. It could be announced as soon as this weekend. The agreement involves up to exports of 1 million live cattle, exports from all over Australia, which would in effect double the current live cattle trade. Alison Penfold is the chief executive of the Australian Live Exporters Council. She says if this deal goes through, it won't just benefit live exporters, but the entire red meat market. Alison Penfold is speaking with Greg Borschman.
Well, look, the media this morning is speculative. As far as we've been advised, the negotiations on a health protocol between the Australian and Chinese governments are still ongoing. There is good progress being made, but no final deal's been ticked off by the two governments.
So when can we expect an announcement? Obviously, you're aware that negotiations have been progressing. The speculation is this morning that it could be announced as soon as this weekend.
Look, it'll be announced when it's announced, and from our perspective, we've been working with the Australian government, providing technical information and support, assisting in the hosting of several delegations of Chinese officials for the technical negotiations to Australia, officials that were here only last week, and did quite a road tour of Australia's livestock production system. So, look, you know, obviously we're all keen to see an announcement with a significant commercial interest coming out of China for live cattle, but until a health protocol, until those market access arrangements, those certification conditions are agreed to and approved, we sit waiting before we can start shipping cattle to China.
So if a deal is delivered, what will it mean for Australia? 1 million head of cattle is a lot of cattle.
Well, look, you know, there's a lot of talk about the market potential being upwards of a million head, and obviously that is a lot of cattle. I'm not sure that's the sort of figures we'll see in the near future. There are a whole bunch of factors at play in delivering, cattle of any size into a market, that being simply cattle availability, and we've seen, you know, big kill numbers here in Australia. We're seeing huge numbers of cattle being exported into Indonesia and Vietnam, both very important markets, Indonesia particularly being a partner of Australia for over 30 years. There's also the shipping capacity that would be needed that probably isn't there at the moment. So there's a lot of factors at play. I don't think we would see the order of a million head in the foreseeable future, probably significantly less.
But why would China want a million live cattle from Australia? Demand for red meat is obviously booming, but why couldn't it be processed, chilled or frozen?
Well, that's clearly happening in big numbers already, and that's great. But what we understand is a significant underutilised capacity in new feedlots and abattoirs up in China. There's certainly market segments that are looking for a fresh killed product, and so Australia is in a very good position given its proximity to China to be able to supply high quality, disease free livestock for that market. So this isn't an either or proposition. I think that's really important people understand. There are opportunities for all sectors of the total red meat industry, live exports, the boxed and chilled product, offal, lower quality, higher quality, depending on what market segments we're all working to supply. But ultimately, opening more markets for Australian red meat provides huge and massive opportunities for producers in Australia. And that competition at the farm gate is what's needed to help lift prices.
You mentioned our disease-free status, but this has been a bit of a problem in the past because large-scale exports to China have been blocked because of concerns about an unusual strain of blue tongue virus found in northern Australia.
Well, in fact, it's not an unusual virus, not a disease, but a virus that in fact there are a whole bunch of different serotypes. There's certainly blue tongue strains in serotypes in China. So it's been a matter of through the technical discussions of talking through these details with the Chinese. We've had a top epidemiologist working as part of the technical negotiating team from Australia. Australia to help explain sort of science and types that we have here in Australia, our monitoring regime, all those sorts of things in terms of ensuring that we get conditions that enable live cattle anywhere from Australia to be exported. So we went, really important point, we went into these negotiations with the Chinese on the basis that we were seeking access for livestock from anywhere in Australia, and that's why we spent a considerable amount of time working with the Chinese through the issues around the various blue tongue serotypes that are here in Australia and that have no impact on cattle health or human health.
This would be a massive expansion of live cattle export for Australia if the deal does happen. But live export has had a troubled history. What guarantees would you like to see in place that the problems of the past are not revisited?
We've been working very, very hard at dealing with the in-market welfare challenges that we face. And when we get it wrong, it's very public. And I can't give guarantees that, those incidents won't occur again. The guarantees that I can give is that exporters work in-market with the people in the supply chains that need to be approved by the Australian government before exports can flow. We're spending time in these facilities working with the staff, helping to make sure that the infrastructure meets the requirements for Australian cattle exports so that when that animals do go into the system, we've got people that understand Australian livestock behaviour, are working with good systems and are working to meet the international welfare standards that we've all signed up to. We obviously hate to see animals being treated appallingly, and we're doing all that we can to try and remove those sorts of incidents from the trade. But, look, it took a long time in Australia to improve animal welfare. But with what we've achieved overseas has been remarkably fast, but we know we've still got a hell of a lot more work to do, and we're very genuine about getting on and getting that work done.
Alison Penfold, thanks for talking with Breakfast.
Thank you very much.
Alison Penfold is the Chief Executive of the Australian Live Exporters Council, speaking with Greg Borschmann. It's 8:14.